Welcome to episode 381 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
It's another beautiful morning, another great day.
It's another day.
Oh, you're looking at it differently than I am, I see.
It's another day. Well, this we've obviously had a different last few weeks.
Yes.
I don't even understand what time or days of the week are anymore.
Right. And I still have to go to work every day. So I have a very good understanding of what time it is.
Yeah.
What day it is.
More in the last month have I asked myself, what day is it, than probably my entire life. Because when you don't leave the house much, even though I'm working from home, I just can't keep up with it anymore. I just don't have any idea what's happening. So
I get that. Yeah. It's like the 14th of fucking April or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. The only thing that's helped me keep my days sort of straight is Animal Crossing, because they give you a reminder of what day it is. I'm like, hey, thanks. I appreciate that.
They do every morning.
Yeah, yeah. That's more helpful than they know right now, because I can't keep it straight. But I haven't played today, so you know, I barely knew that I should be doing the show this morning. So
you haven't played today, huh?
No, it's Sunday mornings are tough for me because Saturday seems to be one of my favorite days to stay up late.
Yes, yes.
So I went to bed at about 2:30 last night.
I saw you were on last night, but I was just about getting ready to go to bed, so.
Yeah, played some Wreckfest, and then I'm working on a project where I've got to do some building that I'm not necessarily comfortable with. So I watched a bunch of YouTube videos before bed of people who are comfortable with it doing it.
Oh, cool. What are you building?
I'm just going to turn an old shed into a bigger chicken coop.
Oh.
But I need to build the inside out the way that I want it.
Gotcha.
And I need to cut a window in the back of it, and I don't know how to frame out a window.
Okay.
I'm moderately comfortable with framing it out. I'm not comfortable at all with cutting a hole in the side of a building that's perfectly fine.
Get that. I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's super uncomfortable for me.
I get it.
And I wasn't sure what the best way to do that was, what tool was the best to do that with.
But now you know.
So.
Is it just a circular saw?
No. So based off of everything that I watched, it appears most of the people who seem to know what they're doing the mm-hmm. best use a router to do it.
To really?
Yep. So they'll actually frame it out from the inside, drill a hole in the corner, and then they drop the router in and it just follows along the 2x4 framing to give you a super clean cut. So.
Interesting.
That seems to be the way that most of the people who, you know, YouTube is tough because you're not sure who is an expert and who is just you with a camera.
Right. Nope. I get it.
Because I don't have any idea either way. So I'm like, So I've really relied on the comment section of the people who are like, this guy's a moron. I'm like, well, that's not my video. Versus the people who are like, hey, great job. I've been in construction for 25 years. Perfect job. And then you start seeing a lot of consistencies. Like the last guy did that. This guy's doing that.
Right.
So I feel fairly comfortable. Like it's just an 8x8 shed, so you know, support wise and stuff like that, I'm not concerned about that. But cutting a hole in it, it gets the heart beating.
Nah, you can always just cover up with some plywood if worse comes to worse.
Yeah, I guess. And it's got siding on it. I've never messed with siding at all, which it seems pretty simple. But I've never put siding up on anything. So.
Oh, I haven't either.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, I'll either screw it up or not.
Right. I mean, there's no in between. It's either right or fucked up. That's the fun thing about construction projects.
I've asked two people to help me, but both of those are too busy with their own projects.
Mm.
And those are really the only two
people. Two people that know what they're doing?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, you know, I'm looking at going back to work on Thursday. So, like, I need to get going. You know,
yeah, need to get this done. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm going to do it, I need to go ahead and do it. So
time is of the essence, so to speak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I am now. So, you know, well, Gerald, you don't know anything about building. That'd be just as helpful as two me's. Yeah, Gerald was upset. I didn't ask him for those.
Producer Gerald will help you fuck it up.
Yeah. That's all I need is two me's out there. I barely trust one me out there. I mean, if I need somebody to hold stuff and stuff, I might need some help, but I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm typically vulnerable when I'm doing something like that. So I try to do it alone. If I can't find like someone who knows what they're doing, I just like to do it by myself.
Yep. There's no in between. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
If I can't find someone who might be able to help me, then I'm just like, oh, fuck it. I'm just going to make a go for it.
And yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. You can hide a lot if no one's around. Like piece of trim, nobody even know that happened, you know? That'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
So it's not actually a window I'm putting in. It's actually the doors that'll open up, but I'm going to treat it like it's a window.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to build the entire thing. You know, I'm going to frame it out inside, know what size I'm looking for, build it all, then cut my hole, and it should slide right in just like a window.
Mm.
And
keyword is should.
Yeah, all of it should.
Yeah, it all should go a certain way. And yeah, that's the story of my life is I get so mad at my wife sometimes. We'll start getting ready to start a project, and she'll be like, yeah, it'll just be this, and I'm like, wow, you have not lived my life.
It's never just that. That's what's got me so concerned is I always, for every project, watch a bunch of videos, and I'm like, I fucking got this.
And then you come into something that you're like,
I don't got it.
Fuck.
5 minutes in, I don't got it.
Yep.
So for it to be like an entire shed and for me to know I don't got it is concerning.
It's a little daunting.
Yeah, the confidence is at all-time high, so I'm really concerned.
Yep. I can do this. This won't be a problem.
Yeah. I almost went outside at 2:00 last night and got started because that's how good I was feeling watching. I'm like, I can do it.
Well, it is best when the videos are fresh.
Yeah.
When the videos are fresh in your mind.
I don't know about you, but I'll be watching videos mid-project.
Oh, yeah. Me too, all the time. If it's something I don't know anything about.
Because I'm like, how did he, what it was?
What they do again?
How does that even?
What did that fucking bolt look like?
I did buy myself a Bradneller, a battery
powered one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have an air powered one.
So obviously it wouldn't be good for framing stuff up, but it's good for me to tack stuff in.
Right.
Get some measurements, see how bad I've screwed up before I put the big boys in.
Right, because it's a Bradneller. It's not an actual nail gun.
It's an 18 gauge, yeah, Bradneller. So just hold it together.
Right.
So I think that's going to help some. I am debating getting an actual battery-powered nailer for this project, too. Because everyone I watch uses that, and it just looks like it makes life so much easier.
As opposed to
nailing in everyone, yeah.
With a hammer, probably.
Yeah, because a lot of people say, and if you understand building anything, you're probably telling me I'm a moron, but they say as you hit it with a hammer, you're always going to have movement.
Uh-huh.
Whereas with a nail gun, you can be pretty precise because it's not going to move the board.
Right.
So, I don't know if that's true, but I already spent $200 on the Brad nailer, so.
Yeah, and the regular nail gun's going to be a little bit more.
So, I bought the Brad nailer to fix trim in my house, which I already did that project, so it came out great.
That's what I have one for, too, and yeah, it was a lot easier.
Oh, my God. I cut the new piece of trim, I threw it up, I was like, douche, 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 all right?
Yep.
Threw it on the quarter round.
The hardest part about that is making the right adjustment to make sure you sink the nail properly.
Yeah, so I had extra. So I practiced on it to get the depth right where I needed it.
Yep.
So
that's
good.
That's what I did too.
So good.
I think you just got to sink it in just a little bit so that it will, so then you can cover it and paint it.
There's something like so satisfying about those like nails shooting in.
Very
I satisfying.
Agree. It's nice. And that sound is. It's
yeah.
Like angels singing.
Yeah, there's the way it works, like the fact that you can set it there and pull the trigger, but nothing happens till you like push it in. I don't know. They're just the motion of like using that is really, it's nice.
Yep. I hear you. What happened? I heard there's a big thump going on over there.
It's fine. I knocked a water bottle over, then I knocked my headset off. This is how I know I can't build a building.
Yeah, that's definitely an indicator that you might be taking on a little much.
Yeah. So
I can't keep my headphones on. I'm going to build a shed.
Inside the shed, I'm going to keep half of it normal shed. The shed's already there. Half of it normal shed. The other half will be a raised chicken coop inside the shed so that I can be in there when it's raining and stuff. Pull out drawers underneath it for storage because they don't need to be able to go floor to ceiling.
Right.
So I need to put the window in the back. I need to put a door for them to be able to get out. And then it has the typical double door shed.
Yep.
I want to frame that out and put it just an actual door in so that it shuts a little better. So yeah, kind of like what you're looking at there, but way more mesh. Be pretty open because it's going to be open to the inside of the shed.
Hmm.
So the more airflow you can get, the better.
Right. So it doesn't stink in there.
Yeah. Smell like chicken shit. But I'm going to do a deep litter system. So it uses that industrial hemp and that stuff really masks the smell.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. I've got, it's all ready in my head.
Yeah.
It's all
done.
Yeah. Yeah. All it's done. Pretty much finished.
All I got to do now is start.
Oh, dude. Starting's the worst part.
I know.
But see, I didn't even understand how to start. I'm like, do I cut a hole first? Do I frame it first? Do I make the thing? Like, I didn't even know.
Well, you have to cut the hole first in order to frame.
So, most people actually frame without the hole cut. They'll frame from the inside. See, because it's not finished inside. So, frame it from the inside.
Oh, so they frame it and then cut the hole out using that as their guide.
Using the router to guide them as a round, yep.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
It's sorry, pretty nice. I guess I was thinking it was finished on the inside.
No, it's not finished on the inside. It's just okay. You can still see the framing. So they do that, and then so actually, what happens is you measure you frame it the way that it's going to land best for you. Then you build the window or whatever have you. Mm-hmm. Then they cut it out. Then they immediately slide it in so that it's not really open to the elements at all.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, we'll see if it makes sense or not.
We will. I'm looking forward to hearing how it goes.
You know, the inside is just basically an open box that'll have framing that goes up that has the hardware cloth or chicken wire on it. That part doesn't scare me at all because there's not much to that.
Right.
And then I'm going to mount my nesting boxes inside so that we can get the eggs from the inside.
Right.
That part is fine with me too. That doesn't scare me at all. It's one of those things that if it's not right, you could just take it off and put a new one on. But you only get one shot at cutting a hole in the side of a building.
It's true.
It's yeah, like you said, I could put up new plywood, but yeah, I don't want to do that.
Makes sense.
I want to not fuck it up.
Well, I wish you luck. I wish you the best of
Thanks.
Luck.
Thanks. Thanks. I'll
looking
you...
forward to hearing how it comes out.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll take some before and afters.
You should do
pre
that.
Pre and post. Yeah,
do that.
Maybe
do
I'll
that.
Start a blog.
You can do that too if you want.
I'll do a daily vlog and just show the progress.
Yeah, and then you can be one of those guys that has a YouTube video.
Yeah, and everybody's like, I don't know if this guy knows what he's talking about or not.
Yeah, you'll be. Yeah, I've been doing this 25 years, and this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
He shot a Brad through his hand. I'm not sure if this is. You ever see anyone do that? They hold on to the back of it, put the Brad on the front, and just shoot it straight into their hand?
No.
Oh.
Have you?
Yeah, on YouTube.
Wow.
It's usually with like a pin nail or something, so they just jerk their hand up real quick because it hurt, whereas it's not like you're shooting a
and keeping it down. Nail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keeping your hand pinned down.
Yeah, if you're pin nailing two things together, I think there's a urge to want to hold them together right where you're nailing it so it's nice and tight. So those quick clamps are the best thing you can buy. I use those all the time.
I have a bunch of them.
Yeah, they're fucking amazing.
I have a bunch of them.
Yeah. This show's all about clamps.
Clamps and sheds and chicken coops and framing windows.
Coops and clamps with Dan and Ryan. What's up?
Coops and clamps.
Those are two oddly specific and unrelated items that we speak on each week. let's get rolling. There's actually a fair amount of news this week.
Yeah, we do have quite a bit of news.
The very biggest news story is that you bought Animal Crossing. That's the biggest news story this week that we have. And there's some big stuff on the normal news.
I did buy Animal Crossing. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I bought it. We talked about it a little bit on the show last week.
And I love that you said last week, you said, I'm thinking about it. I like got done recording, went
two
out.
Hours, 2 hours later, I had it.
Fixed something, turned my Switch on, and you were playing Animal Crossing. I was like, what? That escalated quickly.
Yeah, it did escalate quickly. The more I watched them, I was like, you know what? I just got to get it. I think it sounds interesting. The thing about Animal Crossing is it is not my kind of game.
I agree.
I am 100% in.
So I'm going to interview you a little bit. So far, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that there is there is so much to do that it's so hard to wrap my head around what to do next.
Right.
And you lose yourself in the time you're spending doing those things.
Oh, it's a time suck in the best way possible.
Yeah, in a great way.
What's your favorite thing to do so far?
My favorite thing to do so far, that's a good one. I enjoy fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think I get the most exciting in the morning when I wake up and I go around and I look for where the X's are, where I can find the fossils.
Finding the fossils is fun. Checking your stores are super cool because you're like, what's going to be in there?
What's new?
Yeah. What do you not like so far?
I don't like how Nintendo has made it super hard to visit islands. Not just other people's islands, but you got to earn all these, they're called Nook Miles. You got to earn all these miles just to go to some generic ass island to see what's on it.
Yeah. Those will come easier though.
No, I'm sure.
The game is most difficult in like your first few weeks. It's the most difficult that it ever gets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the opposite of most games. Like this very much gets easier the more you play it.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that.
Yeah, but because I remember being in your shoes where I'm struggling to go to an island. Like I would play X many hours a day to be able to visit an island. Like I remember those times.
Right. I was there were times like I've had it for a week, and there are times where I would spend 2 hours a night running around just completing different challenges so I could go to another island. So I had earned enough to go to another island.
Right. So, and I have 92,000 miles right now. That just shows you the difference of how much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It just gets to a point where life's a little easier with that kind of stuff. So how many hours, you've had it for a week now, how many hours, because it doesn't tell you yet, how many hours do you roughly think you have in there?
I probably have, let's see, 12 to 16.
That's pretty awesome.
Hours, I would say, probably.
I mean, you're talking, you know, 2+ hours a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first day you played it like all day.
The first day I played it like all day, I did.
Yeah.
On Sunday. I take it to work with me. Mm-hmm. I usually get to work about 20 minutes early. So I sit in the truck and I wake up in the morning and find out what that bastard Tom Nook has to say about the day. And
what that son of a bitch.
Go and collect my fossils. I just go on my island and I look for the fossils and the bags of money that are buried.
Mm-hmm.
I usually take a quick trip into the store to see if anything's new, check my mailbox, whatever. That usually gives me enough time to go. Also, any fossils I do find, I can have them assessed and either sell them or donate them.
Do you have the museum yet, or do you still have a tent?
No, I have the museum.
Okay.
I have the actual museum.
So that's one of my favorite parts is filling that museum up, you know, because it really taps into the completionist side of me.
Yeah, I do like it. You get a little thrill when you discover something new that you haven't discovered yet. Not necessarily out of the fossils, but out of the insects and fish.
What's so crazy, though, is when you're like, especially in the beginning when I didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
And you caught something you know is worth a lot of money, but you haven't donated it yet. There's that real, like, I'll probably catch another. Like, I kind of need the money right now, but also I kind of want to donate it right now.
Anything new I got, I donated whether I needed the money or not.
Yeah, I did too, but I always had those moments where I really thought about it. So I don't want to bore people with Animal Crossing because I've been talking nonstop about it for a month. What you have any just overall questions, something you're not sure about you want to ask me right now? We haven't really talked about it.
No. Actually, I did a lot of figuring out on my own. And any questions I did have were little simple questions. So I just could Google it real quick and find out. I didn't have any serious. Oh, I did ask you about. I just told you that.
The iron.
iron nuggets were really hard to come by. And
Iron nugs are a real bitch in the beginning.
Yeah.
They really are.
I mean, I end up getting them. I get plenty now.
Yeah, that's what I told you. Like, you'll go from not having any to stacks and stacks.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of where I'm at now, you know. Like, I think the day after I talked to you, I just got enough to do what I needed to do. And
now, and with the golden spots where you dig up the money, are you putting that back in the ground?
Putting what back in the ground?
So what you should do is plant money back in the ground in that golden spot, and a money tree will sprout.
Oh, really?
And what that money tree does is it lets you get three bags off of it one time.
Uh-huh.
The max you can put where you consistently get it back is 10,000. So if you drop 10,000 in that glowing hole, you'll get 30,000 3 days later.
Ah, well, I didn't know that.
You can put more in there, but there's a chance you'll get it. There's a chance you only get 10,000. So I don't suggest going more than 10, mm-hmm. but if you drop 10,000 back in that hole that you dug it up, you can get 30,000 3 days
later.
How
long does that take to sprout?
3 days.
Is that just a one-time deal?
Yep, and then you just have it's a regular tree at that point.
Hmm.
What's kind of cool is so you can put it in the, so you plant it in the golden hole and it immediately puts the little sapling up.
A little sapling, yeah.
You can then move it. You can't move it once it's past the sapling stage or it won't sprout money, but you can move it as it's a sapling. So if you wanted to keep all those in one kind of area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, forest.
Yeah, they have to be at least two spots away from each other so that they grow, but that way you don't have to worry about which one's a money tree and what, you know, as you start cutting them down.
Hmm.
But once they sprout once, then you could cut them down if you don't need them.
I did not know that. That's good to know.
Yeah. Animal Crossing is full of things where you're like, huh, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Like, still have those moments.
A lot of Animal Crossing for me this week. Also, a lot of Borderlands 3 this week.
I saw you've been playing that as well.
I played quite a bit of that. With the new DLC, I played through that. They've rearranged some of the Mayhem levels. So I did some serious farming for some loot. And I actually got the two probably best weapons in the game. So that allows me to now move up Mayhem levels and keep farming. So I'm playing through that. I still love it. It's still great. I still want to create a new character and start all over. But with Animal Crossing and the new stuff that they're constantly putting out for Borderlands 3, I don't have the time to start a new character right now.
Yeah.
I just keep up in the... Right now, I'm on Mayhem level... I started at Mayhem level 1. Right now, I'm up to Mayhem level 4. So...
What's the cap for that?
10.
10.
Mayhem level 10. And basically, what they say is that the guns... Everything that you get at one Mayhem level is there to set you up for the next Mayhem level. But... You just have to, it's tough because while some of the guns are more powerful, there's certain guns that you know, fit your play style and some that don't. Some are anointed for your character, which means they give you character-based, you know, bonuses.
Right.
And some styles, the guns, you know, like I don't use, like, I guess like revolver-style pistols.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use those. So any of those I get that, you know, might be a good gun or whatever, they don't fit my play style. I don't use them. So so there is a lot of, you know, going through it, and it's a little grindy, but not in a bad way. It's always fun. So, yeah, a lot of Borderlands this week, too. Like I said, I got those two really awesome weapons. So I got a rocket launcher that does, like, just crazy, incredible amounts of damage, which is awesome.
Sweet. Wreckfest added in an update. They added daily stuff to do, daily tournaments. So played some more of that, some more Rocket League. But most of my time, like you, has been spent on Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
There's another major development before we started recording today. Now Gerald, producer Gerald's going to pick it up.
Yeah.
The exciting part about that is I think that at that point it will be every friend on my friend list will now have it. Yeah. I don't have very many friends on Switch.
Right. I don't either. I have two.
Yeah. So I think with that, that would be a complete list.
I got to get the other. I got to get everyone else's friend codes.
Yeah. I think that's a complete list now. So I'm excited. And this is producer Gerald's kind of game.
Oh, 100%. I don't know why he's taken so long to get it.
So I was nervous to hear what you thought about it. I'm not nervous to find out what he thinks about it.
No, he's going to love it.
Yeah, so I don't know how he's going to have time.
The reason I know he's going to love it is because I love it.
I don't know how he's going to have time to play it with everything else that he plays that's like that, but I know that he'll love it.
It's yeah, so I mean, good. If I like this game, then this game is for
yeah
anybody, because it is not my type of game at all, and I'm all in on it.
What's really cool for me, and this is my last comment, because I know people are tired of hearing about it. If you don't have it, go buy it. But there, I get an excitement not only from, and you'll feel this a little bit, but I don't have like a competitive nature in Animal Crossing. Like, I'm genuinely excited when I go. Like, your island probably has nothing on it. I'll be excited when I go to see, though, how you have decided to set it. Like, I really like, I enjoy seeing other people's island.
Right.
Last week, I was on the phone with Matt, and we gave each other like a tour of our island while talking to each other. Because I hadn't seen his island since the beginning, he hadn't seen mine since the beginning. So it was super cool to see how different he was thinking about it than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like seeing the differences. So I like that part of it too. Even though the playing together is a little strange, because you would just come over to my island and do all the same stuff that you do on your island.
Yeah.
There's something neat about just seeing the progress other people are making as well, no matter what stage
you're in. See what they're doing, where their head's at, what they're...
Yeah.
Because you see that, I'm sure, I haven't seen it, but I'm sure that as you go to someone else's island, even if it's not complete, you see the workings of the idea they're going for there, and that's interesting.
100%. Because mine's not complete, but mine's getting... Like, if you visited mine right now, you're like, oh, I see what you're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
But if you'd have visited 3 weeks ago, you'd be like, I kind of think I see what you're doing here. You know, it's definitely been a work in progress. But
right.
I'm nearing the point where, and I'm probably like 20 hours away from having that place totally set up the way that I want it.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, maybe a little more than that, but at that point, I think I'll just be, you know, because you always get new stuff in Animal Crossing, I'm going to have it set the way that the best I can for what I have right now.
Right.
So the changes I make
the changes.
Correct. Yeah. Once I get the newer, better stuff. So,
yeah,
it's really cool. I'm looking forward to having, Gerald to also talk to about it. So it's a great game. I'm 155 on the hours.
You are 155 on the hours. Mine hasn't gone through yet, but like I said, it's probably, 12 to 16 hours?
Mm-hmm. And that's no leaving it on time. That's all play time.
That's me. All playing time. Yeah, no, it doesn't get left on.
Yep, so I'm excited about that. If
could
you
be more.
Support
I mean, I'm guessing.
Be cool if you were at 20.
It would be cool if I was at 20.
A good number to hit in a week. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/games. I got choked up thinking about Gerald getting the game, too. Oh, he just bought it right now.
Oh, damn.
Look at that. I don't even have to wait now. The wait's over.
You got it downloading?
No, oh, he's going to pick up the physical. Did you get it from Walmart? Sweet. You picking it up today? Look at that. Newest member of the family.
Picking it up in 3 hours.
Newest member of the family. I'm excited. Anyways, patreon.com/gamestitch. Support us over there if you want. I know it's been tough times, so if you can't afford to, that's absolutely fine. Let your friends, family, and Animal Crossing pals know all about us. It's yeah.
You're I'll, welcome. You're yeah, welcome, Gerald.
Gerald just blamed us, but I see it as a you'll thank me later type situation. Yeah.
This is more of like a gift as opposed to, you know.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good thing. Let's jump into the little bit of news that's here. I had a tough time figuring out what order to put these in.
Yeah.
I will tell you the bigger stories are as we go this time. I didn't lead in with the bigger stories because there's some more checklisty stuff that I like to do at the beginning of each month.
Yeah.
So we'll start with the new game releases for May. There's not much going on here. We go through them anyways. May 5th, John Wick Hex for PS4. That's Mike Biffle's new game.
Yep.
May 7th, Void Bastards for PS4 and Switch. That's been on Xbox and PC for a while. Star Wars Episode 1 Racer for the Switch. Hatsune Miku Project Diva Mega Mix for the Switch. Also on the 12th. May 14th, Oddworld Much as Odyssey for the Switch. May 15th, The Eternal Castle Remastered for the Switch. May 19th, The Wonderful 101 Remastered for PS4, Switch, and PC. This is digital only. I think the COVID-19 has delayed the physical copies of this coming out.
Yeah, I believe so.
May 22nd, Maneater, PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch. Also, Saints Row the Third Remastered for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. May 26th, New World for PC. As well as Minecraft Dungeons for Xbox One and PC and Star Wars Episode 1 Racer for PS4. May 27th, Ninjala for Switch. May 28th, Shantae and the Seven Sirens for PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. May 29th, the Bioshock Collection, Borderlands Legacy Collection, XCOM 2 Collection, and Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition. All for the Switch. That's your May. Biggest takeaway from that list is to continue to play Animal Crossing.
Oh, I don't know. I'm kind of excited about Episode 1 Racer. I really enjoyed that game when it came out years ago, and I'm looking forward to it remastered with trophies. So
I'm fairly confident. I'm fairly confident I won't buy anything on that list.
No? Maneater, is that the one where you're the shark?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I think it's the one where you're the shark and you upgrade your shark and it looks really cool.
I might play that then. I love sharks. Have you seen, I think it's called Stranded Deep. It just came out.
Mm-mm.
So this game sounds like a me simulator. You're like you get stranded on an island.
Yeah.
You have to build your island up. You have to go in the water and investigate like crash ships. It looks like Ark, but it's on an island.
Okay.
But all the reviews are garbage.
Really?
And I hate it because I want to play that game. It's like 20 bucks.
Go ahead.
Oh no, the reviews are bad.
Don't let reviews stop you. I don't.
I'm not reading critics' reviews. I'm reading users' reviews, and they're bad.
Life of Black Tiger, baby.
Yeah, that game was sucked. The problem is, you'll see here, this looks nice.
It does look good.
Yeah, it's got a good look to it, but everybody says it runs bad. The UI is terrible. It's clunky. There's a shark. But you'll see here, like, the building looks like a Fallout style, the way that you build. See, he's cutting down some shit, but see, he's got like a nice
fort.
You got a farm. He's cutting up a hammerhead right there and putting it on the Barbie. Yeah, it looks awesome. It's apparently not.
Don't take their word for it. Get it yourself.
It's not. It's so he asked if it was co-op. It is single player only. There's no multiplayer built in, and it's apparently very glitchy, very laggy. Look at that giant squid.
There's a kraken.
Yeah, you got to try to escape.
Got to try to get off your island. Apparently by building an airplane out of cocoa nuts and rocks. Just in an airplane?
Yeah, how would you have him build one?
I don't know. I don't think planes would be an option. So that's where I'm at with it. But what do I know?
So anyways.
You should just get it. Just get it and try it.
It's $20.
But yeah, Maneater looks interesting to me. It really does.
That Maneater right there?
That's Maneater, yeah.
Oh, Maneater looks silly.
It does look silly. I think it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it looks like Echo the Dolphin if you were a shark eating people.
Yeah.
Huh, evolve.
I can get behind that.
You get bigger.
You can, yeah, you can evolve them.
Oh, you can apparently get armor to it.
Yeah, you can do all kinds of shit with them. Dude just jumped out of a pool. See, how fucking awesome is that? It's silly. It's fun.
It's silly. It looks super silly.
That's a silly, fun shark simulator game, which I need in my life.
Yeah, I'm not against that. That's Stranded Deep, though, man. If they ever get that thing fixed, I'm listening.
Okay.
Gerald's got his order pickup.
There it is. Now. He's ready.
All right, let's talk about PlayStation Plus for May. It's like they called me and had me pick the list. For yep. May, you're going to get City Skylines and Farming Simulator 19. So you're welcome, everybody. That's
I'll try Farming Simulator now.
Yeah, that's good. The game's great. It does have multiplayer.
I know.
For Xbox games with gold for May 2020.
Yep, that's a little different. We got V-Rally 4 and Warhammer 40,000, Inquisitor, Martyr, whatever the fuck. That's a lot going on there. Revengeance there.
Yeah.
That's for the Xbox One. And for the Xbox 360, we have Sensible World of Soccer and Overlord 2.
What a super bizarre name.
Which one?
Sensible the Warhammer World of one? Soccer.
Sensible World of Soccer? Yeah, it was, it's the like a cartoony soccer game from I remember from the 360.
What does Sensible World of Soccer even mean?
It's like a throwback type. I don't know what it means, but it's sensible. It makes sense.
I guess
that's
so.
That's what that means.
That's odd. I forgot to put it on the news, but I'll go over the May games for Stadia.
Mm-hmm.
So for April on Stadia, or May on Stadia, you have SteamWorld Heist, The Turing Test, and Zombie Army 4 Dead War. At the very end of May, they also gave everybody PlayerUnknown's Battleground. So there's kind of five games for May.
Yeah.
Or four games, excuse me. But one of them came out at the very end of May, very end of April. So.
End of April, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So that's what you have there for Stadia Pro. Stadia Pro works more like Game Pass. They're not yours forever. They come and go.
Right.
So you get an instant game collection, but it rotates in and out.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm. Some quick Animal Crossing related news. This is probably something we'll do at least for the next few months, but I thought I'd let everybody know about the new fish that are available to catch since we hit the month of May. You can get a Mahi Mahi for all day. You can catch that all day, every day, as long as you fish from the pier. You can get a giant Trevally?
Trevally.
Yeah. You can get that from pier any time of the day. You can now catch angelfish and betas in the river during certain times. You can also catch the nibble fish from a river. You can get catfish from a pond, rainbow fish from a river, and frogs from a pond. Mm-hmm. So be looking out for those. The new bugs, I told you the tarantulas were going away. They've been replaced by scorpions. You now have banded dragonflies, Queen Alexandria's bird wing, green purple emperors, great purple emperors, the Rosalia Battisi beetle.
Rosalia Battisi beetle.
The diving beetle, the violin beetle, and the pond skater.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the new bugs.
Some of those.
As this month closes out before May ends, make sure you catch a golden trout, which can only be caught on the rivers that are on cliffs. So you have to be at least on a level 2 river to catch those. You can only catch them from 4 p.m.
Oh, so you have to have a ladder?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can only catch it between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. That'll by far be the hardest one on this list to catch. Make sure you get that one. Make sure you get the oar fish, which you can catch in the ocean at any time. The loach, which comes from the river anytime. And the only bug going away in the month of May is the mole cricket. It's a little tricky because you got to listen for the cricket noise that you hear when you're walking around.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to start digging holes and you'll actually dig it up. And when you dig it up, it takes off running. Then you have to switch to the net real quick and catch him before he disappears.
Well, those are such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's a little bit complicated to get those too. So those are the bugs and fish that are coming and going for the month of May. No rush on any of the new fish. They all stick around for a couple months though.
Mm-hmm.
So don't feel like you have to get those right now. Now we'll get on to the bigger and much more substantial news. It's been a weird week for Naughty Dog.
It's been a tough week for Naughty Dog.
Some some narrative, and don't worry, we're not going to spoil anything here. I couldn't if I wanted to because I don't know what it is. But there's been some major narrative leak come out for The Last of Us Part 2.
Apparently it was somebody's... and it's been a weird story because first it was a disgruntled worker that leaked it, and then it turns out that whoever leaked it wasn't affiliated with Naughty Dog. So how did they get the information? It's been weird. Weird story, really.
Yeah. You know, the crazy part is you can kind of do the math. How many people would have that right now? How many people would have access to...
Right.
You know, and you could probably figure out if Sony and Naughty Dog are both saying it didn't come from Sony or Naughty Dog, there's only a few places that it really could have come from.
Mm-hmm.
As bad as this is, it seems to have now accelerated the release date of the game.
Yeah. Didn't they announce the June release before
No.
I thought they did.
So it's so bizarre. The story came out, the leak happened. Everyone was saying it was an internal employee. Then they said it's not an internal employee.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave a release date for The Last of Us as well as Ghost of Tsushima.
Yep.
And you could tell this is not the way they had planned to announce it. They put out a really generic PlayStation blog post that was like, hey, these are coming out this date. Enjoy.
Right.
Very strange. The whole story has been weird. Stay away from comment sections. Stay away from assholes. If you don't want the story to be ruined for you.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't care, then...
It's clearly true to some extent, though, because Sony has... I mean, Naughty Dog was like, hey, stay away from spoilers.
Yeah, they did.
We're super sorry, but stay away.
So, yeah, if you don't want to know. So, it's obviously the spoilers are what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, weird one.
Yeah, Sony had delayed it indefinitely. It will now launch on June 19th, and Ghost of Tsushima will launch on July 17th. So you can tell how much that's not a good rollout plan, because those games are right up against each other.
Yeah, a month different.
It is what it is. They got to get them out, but that's not ideal. But yeah, stay away from anything that's Last of Us 2 related, if you can help it.
If it's a concern of yours.
Yep.
And if it's not a concern of yours and you do decide to go read it, fucking keep it to yourself.
Yeah, keep that shit to yourself. Is that too much to ask?
You don't need to go out there and ruin it for everybody else.
You just don't run your mouth? Yeah.
Yeah, just because you need something to make you feel better. Don't fucking do that.
Don't be an asshole. That's what he's trying to say.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
Son of bitch. Don't be. but let me know if you're playing Stranded Deep on the set. I saw he just scrolled past it again. Let me know if you're playing that and how shitty it is.
He wants to know.
Yeah.
He really wants it to be good.
Yeah. If you're playing that, let me know why it's bad. You know how like you want to buy it and you're looking through what people are saying. You're like, if I could just find anyone who's even close to saying a thing
I couldn't find one. Exactly what you mean. If there is one person on here who has one good thing to say about it, then that person is probably me.
Yeah.
So
if there's just one person who's like, this isn't bad, I'm like, hey, I think that's good enough. I couldn't find that person. On to what is arguably the biggest news of the week. Ubisoft showed off the new Assassin's Creed. Valhalla. Assassin's Creed Valhalla. And it looks extraordinary.
Fucking Vikings, man.
Hardcore Vikings. I'm not sure about the stealth element because Vikings aren't the sneakiest people. I don't know if this has made the jump to Fast and the Furious where it's not about cars anymore. It's just an action movie. I don't know if this has just become an action game.
I think there's been some... just to give some of the details that Ubisoft has given. Generally, in the Assassin's Creed games, there's all these different giant territories that you have to open up. Apparently, Valhalla is going to take place in one territory, and the center point for everything that goes on in that one territory is going to be your settlement that you actually build up and take care of and that kind of thing. I think there were elements of that in Assassin's Creed 3, if I remember correctly. But basically what they want is your settlement, your village, whatever you will. Basically, Ubisoft wants that to be like your Normandy on the Mass Effect games, or your camp in Red Dead Redemption 2. That's going to be the central point where all the rest of the game happens. That's where you're going to get your quests and things like that, apparently. So making a few changes to the tried and true Assassin's Creed system that we know, it looks like, hopefully, for the better.
It looks so good. It looks so good. I'm hoping that the Animus stuff is gone. I'm not a fan of that.
I'm sure that stuff's going to stay. It's got to. It's part of the lore.
I would love for that to be gone, and then for them to just have made the jump to making action games. Either way, and no matter how you feel about Assassin's Creed, you can't argue that this doesn't look good.
It does look good.
Everything they showed off was a cutscene. They said that they will be showing off gameplay, I think, this week.
I think they said this week, too, if I remember correctly.
Yep, so...
I don't know. Did they say it's coming to everything, right?
Yes.
It's or is coming. It just coming to PS5 and Xbox?
No. Series so it's X. Coming to PS4, PS5, Xbox One X. I don't know that I've seen them say Xbox One. I've seen them say Xbox One X and the Series X.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming to Stadia and it's coming to PC. So I think this will be available each and every way that you can play it.
Mm hmm.
But man.
Yeah, I texted you guys about it earlier. As soon as I saw the trailer, I texted you guys.
Yeah, it looks.
Oh my God, did you guys see this?
And it's set for a holiday of this year, is that correct?
Mm hmm. Holiday 2020. Whether that gets changed due to coronavirus, who knows?
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what's going to happen with the new systems. So I can't see him releasing it for PS4 and Xbox One X and not releasing it for the new systems that haven't come out yet. I got to believe it's going to be released for everything day and date.
So this article actually said it lists specifically Xbox One. It doesn't specify One X, so you should be fine there. It says it's set to release in holiday 2020 for the Xbox Series X, PS5, Xbox One, PS4, Stadia, and on PC. PC will be exclusively through the Epic Game Store. So, there's your Assassin's Creed update.
I haven't played one in a while, but I feel like I'm going to be down for this one.
There's an awesome trailer. I love right now he's fighting the big boy in the trailer.
Here it comes.
It just looks incredible.
Here it comes. Here's your Assassin's Creed tie-in.
That's all the tie-in I need.
Here it comes.
Don't overdo it. Here it comes.
Oh, yeah. Whoosh.
I wonder if, Vikings might be the new zombie.
I don't think they've overtaken media as much as...
You've got the Vikings show that's really popular.
You've got Vikings, you've got The Last Kingdom. What else do you have that's Viking related?
Well, the God of War's got that feel with the Norse.
Well, that's it deals in Norse mythology. It doesn't necessarily deal with Vikings.
Yeah, it's got that vibe. I feel like Game of Thrones has got that vibe. And then this has obviously got that vibe. It'll just be interesting to see. Because as anyone who understands video games, you don't decide to make this game now. You decide to make it 3 or 4 years ago.
Right.
2 years ago if you've got enough people. So everything that's Viking related is going to start to hit those...
Right,
those releases now, because they decided to do it back then. So I'm wondering if we're going to get too many Viking games.
I don't know. Yeah, it's like anything else. You're going to get good ones and bad ones.
Yeah, I wish they would calm down after this because this looks great. Let's stop. Stop with the Viking games after this. Let's find the next thing because this looks great.
I remember that game. There was an old game for the PS3 called Viking. Played the shit out of it.
Oh, I remember that game.
was it, Son of Asgard or something?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't play it, but I remember it. I can see the case in my head.
I played it.
Assassin's Creed. Now, how do you like the name? Do you like Valhalla?
I do.
Gerald's got
do you know what Valhalla is?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Valhalla is basically the Great Hall of Death.
That sounds like a fun place.
Well, it's what it is. It's when you die a true warrior's death.
Oh, that's a Viking, where
you go to Valhalla. And so, and that's where it's the Great Hall. I guess the Great Hall in the afterworld is a better way to put it. That's all the wine, women, and drink you can have, and that. But when you've earned your warrior's death, you go to Valhalla, and that is the goal of every Viking, is to go end up in Valhalla. So
there's a place in town called Valhalla's Gate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they sell like miniatures and stuff.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think that's what they do. So yeah, they got the collector's edition. I think everything's available for pre-order. It looks like there's 27 different editions.
Mm-hmm.
It looks great. I'll play it. I don't know that I'll play it when it comes out. I may wait and play it on the new consoles because I don't know when those will ever come out.
Yeah, I think that's what I want to do too.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely end up picking it up.
Very cool, very interesting. That's by far The Last of Us and that story, I think, are the biggest.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Besides that, you bought Animal Crossing and so did Gerald.
And I did buy Animal Crossing.
Not just that you bought it, but you enjoy it. That's good. That's good to know. I've yet to meet anyone that doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it speaks to the simplicity, but also it's probably the deepest, simplest game that exists.
That's probably a fair assessment.
You could hand it to someone who's never played a game and they could play it. But I've been playing it for 155 hours and I'm still learning shit every day that I didn't know.
Right.
That's crazy.
I'm curious, what's your thoughts of the fact that I enjoy it?
Confusion.
You haven't really said anything about that.
Well, so you don't play your Switch a lot.
I don't.
And so to me, it was just going to be an easy test. If you kept playing your Switch, you must like it okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but even though we weren't talking about how much you liked it, I kept seeing you get on, so I felt confident that you didn't hate it because you're not on your Switch doing anything else. So I know if I saw you pop on, I was going to see it tell me you were in Animal Crossing because that's really the only thing you're playing on there right now. So, you know. I think in 1 week it'll be your most played Switch game out there, and I think that's pretty cool.
I think you're probably right.
Right, I think that's pretty cool, so.
Yeah.
I was already pretty sure you didn't hate it, and then when you sent me that thing about the iron ore, the iron nugs, I knew you were playing it. Because really that's a frustration it. I had as well, as I couldn't. I mean, I remember texting Thomas and being like, hey, do you have any iron? And he was like, I don't have any either. And I was like, damn. And I think he came over and dropped me like three or whatever he had because he had already done his upgrade before I knew he was a dirty cheater. a time traveling bastard. I before I knew that, you know, he didn't even have any iron then. So, it's funny now because at any given time, I probably have like 300 iron sitting in my storage. But, you know, back then I just didn't have any.
Now it's not. I mean, for me, it's been 3 days, and it's not a problem.
It was funny though because that was the same frustration that I have, and when you're like, "How the fuck do you get iron?" I'm like, "Oh, well, look at there. I remember that." So it's super cool. I'm glad that you like it. I thought it was probably not a good purchase for you.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I was glad you got it, but I was like, it's probably not going to go well. But then when I knew you'd probably play it Monday. You played it much longer than I expected the first day. And then I think, I saw you get on there Monday. And then I'm like, hey, he might be okay with it. It's like Tuesday and then Wednesday. I'm like, oh, he's playing it. Like he's playing this thing.
Yep, I'm playing it.
So,
I'm in.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to see. Every time I get on, there's like four people on there playing. I'm like, this game's got some lasting power with my friends. And that's crazy because most things people will only play when each other are on or you just bounce off of it pretty quick. So,
right.
It was pretty cool. Only thing on my list is I want to get SnowRunners. relatively soon. I'm really excited about it. So that's probably
I've watched videos for SnowRunners. I'm not going to get it, but it looks cool and sounds cool.
Please don't. We're glad that this one worked out, but don't buy SnowRunners.
And I know I won't like that one. I know it's not going to have the same pull that Animal Crossing does.
Yeah, so I'm real jazzed up about next week that the three of us, we talked for about 30 minutes about Animal Crossing before recording, which I know is bad form because we could have done it on here, but it was just, we're too excited. Just too excited.
Yeah, we had to... Yeah, hold things down a little bit. Yeah, SnowRunners. There it is. It does look good.
Yeah. I never thought there'd be a day where my friends were texting me going, hey, what are your turnip prices? Like, I never envisioned a day where that would be the kind of conversation that I have throughout my day.
Who texted you that?
Oh, Howard texts me all the time. Matt texts me. So for people who are new to Animal Crossing or to turnips, your prices change twice. So you have a before noon price and an afternoon price. So keep that in mind too if you're new to the turnip game. Like SnowRunners looks great. I want the physical copy though.
One could go up and one could go down. It could not work out in your favor if you wait.
I've seen it screw me.
It's like the stock market. It's their version of the stock market.
See if SnowRunners is in stock anywhere. Because it was not in stock on Amazon.
No.
Mm-mm. No, I want the physical copy. I didn't know if the COVID might have slowed. It's in stock at GameStop?
Yeah, but you can't go in there.
They do curbside. We're open back up here.
Oh, open?
I don't know if they are, but Tennessee opened back up on the 1st, so. I really wanted Amazon just to send it to my house, though.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah, I'm really into that.
No, I get that.
It's just in the mailbox, and I'm like, cool. So I have to go back.
You're looking at everybody. Tomorrow's May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Big Star Wars Day. Rise of Skywalker comes out. If you haven't seen it yet and you have Disney Plus, you can watch it. The series finale of The Clone Wars comes out, which, let me say, the last four episodes have been the last three episodes have been fucking phenomenal. Tomorrow will be the last episode. And basically they boiled the last four episodes down. It's essentially a broken up movie, but takes place at the same time as Revenge of the Sith. So interesting stuff. It's good stuff. It's really good. If you're a Star Wars fan, you need to check it out. And if you want to see some of the best lightsaber duels in the universe, in the Star Wars universe and canon, you got to check it out because they're fucking great. I'm super excited, by the way. Oh, and the Mandalorian documentary comes out. So that's another one.
A lot of options. A lot of Star Wars.
I'm also, I need to tell you and Gerald that I'm kind of... in September, the Razor Crest comes. Lego's releasing the Razor Crest for $130, and I'm thinking about pre-ordering that bitch.
Let's pull up a picture of it, Gerald.
I really, really am thinking hard about it. Because I really, really want it. I love the Mandalorian, and I really want it. I really want it. There it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 130 is not that terrible.
130 is not, no. No. But it is when it's. For me, it's not. I don't think it's bad. But it is hard to explain to your wife that what you spend $130 on.
Oh, you don't need it. Yeah, you 100% don't need it. I want to be clear on that.
You get the free Death Star. I know, I'm a member.
Oh my! I'm getting irritated because I'm trying to.
I think if you spend $75 at the Lego store, you get the free Death Star. 20th. Oh, son of a bitch!
Oh, Gerald just put the smackdown on you. It ends tomorrow.
Fuck me running. I'm not getting that.
It's going to be quick.
Are you getting them, Gerald?
Yeah, so Gerald's looking it up right now, but it looks like the Walmart closest to me also has it, and it doesn't say limited quantity.
Ooh, there you go.
And it's cheaper there. It's only 40. Oh, it does say limited stock now.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah. It says $42, so it's $41.88 there. I might brave the COVID and go pick that up today.
Go for it.
I mean, what a good reason to be out, right? What an essential reason to be out.
Right.
Sold out at Target, sold out at Best Buy, sold out on Amazon. This baby's a hot ticket.
There's not very many of them, that's why.
No, it's there are. They just can't keep them in. There's so many copies of this out there. So I have other good news. There's been a lot of good news. I heard from Zach.
Oh.
So I emailed Zach during the last episode with my phone number. He actually texted me very quickly back and said, hey, things have just been crazy here. He works, without going into too much detail, in downtown San Francisco area, which is, as you know, one of the hardest hit areas.
Yep.
So things have just been crazy. He and his family are healthy. Everything has been good for him. Just crazy. Still listening every week. So that was awesome news. So good to hear from you. Been steady talking to Thomas throughout the way. So both of those guys and their families are healthy, and everything is going well for them. So that was good news. Could have told you guys about that earlier. That's on me. That's my bad.
Nice. Good job.
Yeah, forgot.
Thanks for that.
Because here's what happened. He messaged me, and I'm like, oh, what a relief. And then I was so relieved I didn't even tell you guys.
Right.
Because the load was off of me, you know?
Yep, I get it. Thanks. Thanks for looking out for us.
It's kind of, well, you know, it's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Last reminder, Pac-Man Championship Edition 2, I told you that was free.
Yes.
I think it goes away on the 7th. So next time we talk to you, it won't be free anymore. So if you want to just search for it on the store. Search for it. Remember, patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to support us, if you can't, tell your friends, family, and quarantine buddies about us. Let them know. Maybe just blast it in the kitchen so everybody has to hear it.
There you go.
Unless you have small children around, then they probably shouldn't hear it.
Yeah, you can still blast it. It's fine.
Next week, we'll have producer Gerald's exclusive Animal Crossing review. He'll be able to tell you why it's his favorite game. I can't imagine playing Fallout 76, Farm Together, and
Animal Crossing all at the same time.
But I think he'll do it. I think he'll be fine.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
And he's playing EVE Online. So,
nice.
Interesting. This has been episode 381. Thank you guys so much for sticking in there with us. Hopefully we provided some entertainment. It seems like some stuff is starting to go back to normal. Don't let your guard down. Be safe. Wash your hands. Don't mouth kiss strangers.
Yep. So. Actually, that's just a general. that has nothing to do with COVID-19. Just don't ever do that.
Well, sometimes you want to have a good day, you know?
Or go to prison, one or the other.
Well, you have to mouth kiss a willing stranger.
Oh, you left that part out.
Yeah, you don't just tongue a rando. But if they sending you those eyes, you know, I got those come tongue me eyes. You can insert.
I don't know what those are. I don't know what those are.
You That's can it, insert that, your tongue right.
You
in
must
stranger's
be the only
mouth.
One who's ever seen those. I've never seen come tongue me eyes.
Yeah. Gerald said you've got the tongue eyes on.
Oh. So I'm the one who gives them off. I'm not the one. That's why.
Maybe
that's
turn those puppies off before you run to the supermarket next.
I probably should. You're right.
All right. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. In all seriousness, please stay safe out there and play some video game. Play Animal Crossing.
Play Animal Crossing.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.